a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Miss Treyway.
Yes, girl.
It's all about bringing people back with a second date.
I know. And we are really good at this, okay?
Yes, we
can't get everyone, but most of the time we do.
That's right.
About bringing people together. Love.
Love, honey. Love. Especially in a summer like this.
Yes.
Hopefully we can make love happen with our boy Mitch because he's on the phone. Good morning, Mitch. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, my man, who'd you go out with?
Yeah.
So I've been talking to this girl, Jamie, great girl. We met on the app OkCupid. Mm-hmm. So we've been talking for a while on there. And then one night we kind of decided last minute to meet up. It was just like a last minute thing. We met at, Yahara Bay Distillers.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So we met up there for a tour and a tasting. It was really cool. Very different type of date than I normally would do.
Okay.
So it was cool. We were hanging out. We had a couple of things in common. We both love animals. We both like learning new languages. We both speak more than one language.
Oh,
and
nice.
So overall, the date went really well. I felt really good about it. We had a great conversation. Obviously, like because we were doing, activity, we didn't get to learn too much about each other.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a good first date. So I really want to go on a second date with her, but I haven't heard anything from her since the last date. So.
Oh. Wow. Hmm. I just remember having a fabulous old fashioned. Thanks to Yahara Bay Distillery. Mm-hmm. I just want to let you know at the Bloggers Club sale.
That's right.
That
it was delicious.
Good. Yeah. That was good. Well, my gosh. I mean, it does. Yeah. It sounds like you guys had a lot in common. I love that you speak more than one language.
That
I mean,
is hot.
You want to speak to us another language?
Yeah. Do you want to?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Okay.
Me too. All right. So, how long has it been now since last time you spoke?
It's been a little over a week. I mean, not even like a response to my text.
Oh.
So I feel like that's kind of like a little strange. I don't know if something happened to her, but she never responded back. So.
Okay.
Well, that's not completely horrible, Krista. I mean, a little over a week. That's not bad.
It's not horrible.
No.
But we do have to find out how this date ended. Did you like get a kiss? Did you get a handshake?
Mm-hmm.
Pat on the head? I know Tracy does not like to be pat on the head.
I do not like that.
Well, it ended great. Yeah, we kissed, like a slight kiss and a hug and smiles were exchanged and everything was good. And she even said like let's talk about the next next time we can hang out. Like,
that sounds great.
So then
it sounds so good that I need to apply some powder on my face.
I know you do.
I'm feeling good right now.
Because it's just like, wow, this is amazing.
Let's do another date.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's the thing. It's been a week. You said we're going to find out what is going on, what happened to Jamie. We'll play a song, then when we get back, we'll call her, Mitch, and we'll try to figure this out for you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Hopefully a second date between Mitch and Jamie with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jam. We're in the midst of a beautiful day, hot and heated with Mitch between a second date update, hopefully with Jamie.
Yeah, I mean, I sure hope so. I'm rooting for Mitch.
I know, right?
So they met on OkCupid. They had been talking a while before then.
Mm-hmm.
They did decide to like one night just meet up last minute at Yahara Bay Distillers. I mean, how fun for like a tour and tasting.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like they have a lot in common. Girl, they speak different languages.
They do.
Isn't that hot?
Listen, he just spoke some Spanish
to
us.
He did.
And I liked it.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
I know you did.
So it's just been a little over a week and a half and he hasn't heard back from her though.
So now we're going to give her a call, Mitch, and we're going to figure this out for you.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, okay. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hi, is this Miss Jamie?
Hi. Yes, this is she.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey.
This is Krista.
Hey, and this is Tracy.
Okay. And we're calling from
Krista. Oh, wow.
We're calling from Krista the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You might have heard of us.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yes.
Oh, you have?
Oh, good.
That's a good thing.
We always like that.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we're not the only one that likes something. There's someone that likes you, girl, and it's been a little bit over a week. You met him on OkCupid. Mm-hmm. He speaks a different language to you. Mm-hmm. A love language.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Love.
Oh, no. She said, oh, no.
She said, oh, no.
Do you know who we're speaking of?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately?
Is his name Mitch?
Yes.
Oh, ew. Wow.
Wow. Why is that unfortunate?
Porque.
I know, porque.
It's unfortunate because I actually thought that prior to us meeting that things would be great. Even the date itself should have went a certain type of way. We just go to the distillery. Mm-hmm. And it was very nice. But the problem was that he sent requests to me on my social media platforms. Like, and the first one I got was on my Facebook.
Okay.
And that was prior to the date.
Oh, okay.
After the date, mm-hmm. he started sending me requests on everything, like Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, LinkedIn, you know.
He found you everywhere.
Wow.
So, yeah, liking my photos on Facebook and Instagram, and then, you know, it's just, I'm starting to receive requests from, like, his friends and his mom.
What? His
so
mom.
Kind of creepy.
Oh, whoa. Well, first off, I think it's a flattery type thing when, you know, obviously he likes you and he wants to see all of you, everything about you, wherever you are.
Mm-mm.
No, Tracy said it's not happening.
Well, you know, it's kind of weird, Chris. I mean, obviously, when people are dating you, you look somebody up on Facebook, obviously.
Well, yes.
But then to start, like, friending them on all other social media?
Well, obviously,
like, they went out one time.
I know, but obviously he figured there was going to be more than a one time.
You still, that's too early.
Like, eventually they would have their own Instagram together called the Mitcha Jamie. Well, listen, girl, the Mitcha Jamie. Let's not wait any longer because I don't know if you know, girl, when it comes, of course, the second date update, mm-hmm. which you happen to be on.
Yeah.
Mitch has been on the line the entire time.
He has.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
Guys.
Even worse.
Hey, Jamie. Okay, I know.
Hi.
It does sound a bit crazy with the social media thing. First off, when I was requesting on different social media platforms, that was after we hadn't, like, she wasn't responding. So I wasn't sure if something happened to her phone or whatever. And I don't know what social media platforms you use actively and consistently. So yes, I could see how that could come off a little crazy. I did talk about our date to my friends and to my mom. So that's probably why they started friending you, which definitely looks and sounds absolutely crazy. So I get that. But that was not, like, at all, like, my intention. I'm not, like, that kind of crazy stalker person, but I could see why you would think that. So.
See, because he's nice.
He's very nice.
He's innocent.
No, I do. Yes, he is. Yeah. He really is. Yeah.
Well, since you agree with us.
Yeah, since you agree, I mean, maybe there's a chance to
do it again.
Yeah.
Round number two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if he could just kind of, you know, just give me a little space.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, for sure. I think more than anything, like, if you, you know, if you weren't interested and you just told me, like, right off the bat, hey, like, I'm all, like, just responded back to my text, then I would, you know, back off. And I just wanted, like, some closure to it or to know what's going on. So I'm definitely down for a second date if Jamie is.
All right. Well, there it is.
Yeah, there it is.
So are we going to make this happen, girl?
Sure, that's fine. Because he wasn't an a-hole, so... Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Did she say he wasn't an a-hole?
She did, girl.
Okay, girl. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
No one wants one of that.
No.
No.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.